This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. TV, Growing Up Hip Hop LA After Show, right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. We are so excited to be back. We took some time off, of course, but actually the whole network did, just in light of what's going on in current times with the Black Lives Matter movement. You know, we wanted to let everybody know we are here. We are standing in, we are kicking along, you know, pretty much. We're going to be talking about a little bit more of the whole Black Lives Matter movement and some of our personal thoughts and what we think about this whole thing that's going on. But before we get into that, so let's introduce us, the hosts. I'm Howard III, sitting still in Michigan over there. Missy, how are you, Missy?
Hey, I'm good, Howard. Hey, everyone. I'm so happy that we're back and we get to talk about Growing Up Hip Hop tonight. But yeah, I'm still in Michigan. I'll be back in LA soon.
Ooh, yes. Sitting down there with her Howard t-shirt on. Lisa, how you feeling?
I'm feeling real good. You feel me? I'm doing well. I'm excited to be here today. I'm excited to talk about this show, bring a little spot of joy to everything that's going on. So I'm excited.
Yes, definitely. So we are playing the catch-up game. We're talking about episode 21 and 22, Treacherous Heart, and then also Pop Off. So, but before we get into that, I would love to hear you ladies' thoughts on the whole current movement right now of Black Lives Matter. I don't know, Lisa, if you want to kick it off here.
Yeah, I'll kick it off. I just definitely think that this is an important time. It's a very specific time. You know what I mean? Like, for all this to happen while we're in quarantine and nobody has anywhere to rush to, no one has anything that they can fake like they're busy doing and don't have time to pay attention to what's going on. Because I think this is nothing new. We've all known this stuff has been going on, but I think this is the first time the world has had time to stop and take notice of what's really going on. So I think it's I don't want to say an exciting time. It's a very sad time, but I think I'm excited for it to get better after it's been so bad. Do you know what I mean? Excited for what's on the other side of this. And I think, you know, it's very true that we don't war against flesh and blood, but the things of the spirit. So I really don't think that we're warring against people as much as their ideals and all that it comes with that. So I think there are some things systematically that we have to break down, but we have time to break them down now because where y'all going? What y'all doing?
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with everything you said, Lisa. And also that I've definitely seen, you know, like I've seen like the posts on Instagram and Twitter, and the one that really was super thought-provoking was about it's not just a moment, it's a movement. So it's going to be progressive, and we're going to be protesting every day until there's change. And so like what Lisa was saying, you know, people are not, you know, life is very unusual right now. So I feel like everyone does have the time to really be objective and say like, hey, that's not right. Like, we should be doing something about it. And now we have all the time to actually do something and, you know, speak up. So I think this is definitely needed for sure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I totally agree. I'm just so happy to be actually living in a time like this where, you know, we're speaking up, we're tired, we're just exhausted, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just, it's frustrating seeing something that just keeps repeating itself. Like we told you 6 years ago, we couldn't breathe. And now instead of you saying like, oh, okay, you can't breathe. Well, I'll take my hand, you know, off your neck, but I'll put my knee on there. So it's mm-hmm. just, it's exhausting. And it's just heartbreaking. I can't believe.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, it's like, I can't believe it, but I can't believe it at the same time. It's just, we're doing all of this. We're protesting. We're marching for change. We're living through a pandemic. We're working from home. Like, what more do you want from us? Like, we're tired. Like, can I get some water?
So, or wine.
So, okay. We're drinking every day, child. Like, I'm thinking about my liver now. Like, I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to choose if I'm going to possibly pass from the corona, pass from, you know, authorities. So I'm exhausted. I'll say that much, but you know, I'm glad we're having this open discussion. I'm glad the network is, you know, letting us speak like this freely. Hopefully we'll be able to do this on our sister channel as well, our Black Hollywood Live. We're getting that together. Yes, so that's gonna be coming back, kicking full force. It's gonna be one to compete with for sure. But any other thoughts, ladies, or should we get into the episodes?
Let's get into it.
Yes. For sure. Okay, so let's talk about episode 21, season 5, Treacherous Heart. I guess after Egypt's Daddy, Treach.
Treacherous?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so we had to open up with, of course, Egypt talking to her dad, Treach, and Tyran, and how they meet up. Treach was, you know, pretty much just saying, like, I just can't fight. I can't do this. I can't be involved. I can't believe you. Like, they were still talking about the fight, pretty much. Like, let this go. How Sam should have just stepped up. And Daddy Treach is just not for it. He said, you need to pretty much protect my daughter. I'm tired of you. Exactly. Missy, do you have any thoughts on just like this whole daddy, like, is Treach being too protective of his baby girl, or is it just like daddy's little girl forever, you know?
No, he's being what a dad is supposed to be doing when you dating a fool. That's what my dad be doing to me, so I'm used to it. So it was weird how like Sam really never met Treach. Like, it was like talked about it or discussed, but like, I thought he was going to meet him face to face, and that like never happened. So I was like, it was just weird how like she talked about him. He was like, I don't like him. So it's like, well, maybe if they got into a room together and they actually discussed like what unfolded, and he talked about like, Treach was like, well, why weren't you there? Like, what were you doing? Like, maybe they would come to terms of like, if he likes him or not, but I guarantee he's not going to like him either way. So.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Lisa, any thoughts with Treach and
Yeah, I was confused because I was like, Sam was like, oh, he wants to be afraid of him. Then cut to the confessionals, he was like, I'm scared. Sir, like, you don't got to big and bad in front of us. Like, you know, this man's kind of scary. You don't got to pretend. And also, I just think it's interesting that no one else pointed out. It took, like, Treach pointing out to Egypt, like, yo, like, this man was cheering you on when he should have been holding you back and, you know, having you, not for lack of a better term, not step outside of your better character. You know what I mean? Why you gotta hit somebody? He was hyping you up. He wanted you to hit somebody. That's mm-hmm. weird. Somebody who cares about you, especially your man, and like your whole, like who you're getting married to, should not do that.
Exactly. Like, sir, let it go. Like,
truthfully. No.
Let it go. We also see how Boogie told Angela and JoJo about how the whole sit down went. With Romeo walking out, he was just like, I'm done with the show, I'm done with you guys, I'm done with everything. But Boogie still doesn't seem like too bothered from it. And it's just like, dang, did y'all really do have this friendship? Like, was there actual a brother bond there, or was it really just work? Like, but he was like, I don't know. I don't mess with him. And you know, Angela was loving it because she don't mess with Romeo no more. So it's just like, dang, like, but y'all was kind of cool.
I think like Boogie definitely wanted that deeper relationship, but kept not getting it. So by the time we get to this point, he's like, I mean, I tried to be that man's friend. He didn't want to be friends. So here we are. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I feel it. Like, you can't force anyone to be your friend. And it seems like Romeo just, I feel like they're cool in real life, but on the show, it was like kind of like a forced friendship because like everyone's on this show together. So now he's like, oh, I'm leaving. I'm doing my own thing. Like, Boogie maybe just felt like, all right, well, we don't really have like a sustainable friendship. So I could see where he's like, I'm straight and we're not friends or not. So
like, I'm over it. I'm good. I'm
yes.
cool.
Yes.
Also Twist was there. You know, Twist was like, he doesn't care. He's just Twist, you know, cool, calm, collected. I aspire to be just like him. But we also saw Angela kind of touch on the subject with her stalker. How he might pop up at her little pop-up event and her workout, which I'm like, this is a crazy stalker. We talk a little more about that in the other episodes. I didn't know it was that serious. Like, this man was stalking her in New York, then he's stalking her in LA. Like, it's just too much. It's too much in the stalkage. Like,
and he from Detroit. Like, that's like where I'm at right now. So
you better be careful because it might come for you, mister. Oh.
Just kidding. I don't look like Angela, so I'm okay. This
is so funny. We also saw how Angela was talking about her bikini photo shoot and how it's just like about women empowerment. And how she wanted to just make her sister feel good. But apparently that didn't sit well with Vanessa, because Vanessa was like, hold up, I didn't know I was going to be a part of this photo shoot. Like, what do you mean you want me to throw on a bikini? You know I have weight issues. Like, was that Angela's fault? You think she should have told Vanessa, like, clearly out, you're going to be in this? Because for some reason, Vanessa's thinking she's not.
It bothered me a lot, because I think Angela has a hard time being sensitive to other people's issues in the way they want her to be sensitive. I think in her mind, she's being sensitive. Like, look, you want to be more confident? I'm gonna help you, sis. Get out there. Like, but she wasn't exactly like as softly sensitive as her sister needed her to be. And I don't think that's anyone's fault, rather than just miscommunications. And we have different ideas about how I would help a person. But I think, yeah, it didn't go well. I don't think it was the best way to handle that situation, but I think her heart was definitely in the right place. But I think with their relationship, they have a lot of communication that they got to work on in terms of like compassion towards each other and communication with each other.
Definitely. Yeah, I can definitely see that. But also, like, during the shoot, I think she was trying to get her to be like, be positive about your body, like, look at everybody else, like, we don't have perfect bodies, but I don't think she's at that point yet. So it came off like a little insensitive. And then also, like, I mean, I don't have, like, me and my sister, we'd be like, girl, you fine, come on. Like, I think that's why she was trying to get her to, like, you know, just, you know, don't worry about what other people think, so, but it also comes in within yourself. So, like, when her dad was like, when they had that discussion about it. So I think it made her realize, like, okay, yeah, she's just trying to like want me to look at it on like the other point of view, not like from what I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Just playing definitely like a little like devil's advocate from just feeling how what Angela thinks, you know? But like, yeah, that's like a whole sister. That's how sisters operate. So.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It almost feels like Angela acts the way the attributes of an older sister would be. And Vanessa has the attributes of what a younger sister would be, just in terms of like their dynamic and just how, I don't know, just how they act. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I totally understand. Fullheartedly.
I can see that. We also see in this episode, TT, how she said she would still like a ring. She still wants to get married. She imagined herself with the ring. She tells TT, or Vanessa tells TT how she shouldn't drink because of her weight. She was talking about it there at the dinner table. I believe that was the dinner table that they were talking about. And
they're in like a hotel room.
Oh, yes. Yes. All right. You know, I'll just be watching so many episodes.
I know, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
But I'm excited to see, you know, this whole TT and Sam. Crazy how that her man's name is Sam as well. But just seeing how they get through this whole engagement thing and if he's really going to do it, if he's not. Because TT keeps saying how she wanted to be married first and, you know, puts a lot of pressure on him. And just like, girl, like, this is where you're at. This is what you're doing. Like, you're here now. Don't put too much pressure on him. Like, this is what it is.
I think it's definitely her problem. Her issue is, like, the acceptance of, like, I didn't plan on being here, but I am here. And even, like she said, like, she feels like she's, like, a very controlling person. And maybe this is, like, a time to let go of all that, especially because you're going to have a baby. And babies don't listen. Like, they can't yet. They don't know how. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I know this sounds really crazy and I hate hearing this expression, especially just from like dating, but like maybe she should just go with the flow because it's like, you know, just see where things go. Like there's a lot is going on. Like you're pregnant, things are changing. It's like, it's a lot to catch up on. So like, instead of like worrying about getting the ring or getting the commitment, just like see where things turn out. Like trying to be on a positive side. Cause if you like worry about that, it's just going to like overcome you and you're just going to like worry about that nonstop, but instead, like, she should just embrace, I'm pregnant, this is great, I'm having a baby, like, that's, like, a really exciting time, like, she should just, like, stop worrying about the ring, because I would just be like, you know what, we're not engaged, not, it didn't happen the way I want it to happen, but I'm just gonna, like, keep it moving, you know, and try to look on, like, the positive side instead of just, like, just dwelling on the fact that she's not married or has a ring.
Right. Yeah. Keep your spirits up, girl. It's gonna work for you.
Yes, keep your head up.
It's your past birthday recently.
Yeah.
Yes. Happy birthday, Pac. We also see at the Tyrone's martial arts studio where he's doing his little class. He's gonna open up his own studio. You know, kudos to him. He shows how Angela needs to pretty much get in like fighting. Not fighting shape, but like fighting mentality, a fighting mindset because of her stalker coming. He shows everybody how they can do different things. You know, he's just so Jet Li with the moves. You know what I mean? So I'm like, go ahead, Tyran. And then we also see how TT and Egypt have their own little heart to heart. And Egypt just breaks down, which I just was not expecting. I said, she's just so in tune with her emotions. I was like, girl, it'll be okay. And just how they miss each other because they're like sister cousins, you know?
Yeah. But the crazy part to me about that conversation was before it, Sam was like, don't let her see your emotion. Whoa, man, that's my family. Relax. And then she got into it and she was showing her emotions and the conversation went much more, what better than it would have gone in any other scenario because I think this whole time Egypt has just been trying to be hard and probably like, Sam. But it's like, at the same time, are you okay, sis? Like, your family is falling apart. Like, are you good? And so I think we got to see, no, she's not. She doesn't actually like being up his butt all the time. Like, she wants her family back.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree. I was so happy they, like, made up and put their differences aside. Like, yes, TT's, like, she can set boundaries. And I'm happy that they talked about boundaries because the boundaries is very healthy. And sister, doesn't matter how close you are with someone, like, setting up boundaries is very important. So I'm happy she was like, okay, I love you. You can come to like be a part of this baby's life and my life and like moving on future, like everything. But like Sam, like, no. And I think that's okay. And like, I think Egypt should accept that and like be back to close with TT again. Cause that is like her like mom, but not mom. So like, she is like not an elder. Like I think of an elder, like someone so much older than you. So like, I guess, yeah. I don't know. Just like, I don't know. Like her, we'll say mom. So I'm happy they meet up. So I was happy.
Me too. So, yes, ladies. And of course, I loved how TT was just like, yes, I want Egypt to be in my baby's life. We want to keep that positive energy. So it's just all love. So I'm happy. I'm happy to see where this goes with them. Let's talk about last week's episode now. Episode 22, Pop Up, Pop Off. We open up with Angela and Bow Wow. So this whole flirting friend type of thing, doing a workout together. Angela kind of touched on her stalker again, but Bow Wow really just doesn't care. He's just there to flirt, try to work out. I like their dynamic. I like how they're playful and flirty and just like, at first I really want to see them together, but I think they're better off like friends, like good friends. No benefits, regular friends, you know?
This episode, like that part was a cute friend flirty moment. The rest of them, I've been like, I'm not going to lie, kind of cringy to me. But I'm just like, ugh. Like, you know what I mean? Not cringy in the form of like, are y'all going to take the next step or not? This one was very clearly flirty platonic. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like, oh my God, you're being so silly. Oh my God, you're being annoying. Like, this was the most platonic I think I've seen them, and I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Really? Oh my gosh. She was like flirting with her, all over her. Like, he's like, oh, I need water. And then she's like, oh, well, like, he's like, it's not like my tongue was in your mouth. Like, crazy stuff. Like, oh, hell no. Nah. Like, no.
I thought that was funny. Platonic,
though? No. No way.
But to me, that sounded platonic because we ain't going back there. Let's talk about what we used to do. Like, you know what I mean? It felt like, that didn't seem like somebody, it sounded like somebody wanted to go back there. But maybe that
it
was
sounded
just
like
me
he
in the
wanted
moment.
It. He was like, ooh. I love all your bad boys.
I thought it was just him being funny.
It was him being funny, but then like later on the episode, well, that was, I'm getting the two episodes. They were like, the
I don't think one. You are.
No. Really? I don't know when she had that photo shoot. So was that the one before?
That was the one. She had the photo shoot, but she showed the pictures.
Yeah, he was like being flirtatious there. So it's like their relationship, like I think he's flirty but like friendly, so it's like it can go either way if she allows it. Like if she got drunk one night and they like, ooh, it could go down.
That's real.
And she's used to it. I mean, they're both used to each other, so you never know.
I mean, Bob's cute, it. So I'll be like, hello.
Hello, Bella. <He's all right. laughs> we still see that we move on to her sister Vanessa, and you know, she's just still talking about her this late weight loss journey. She actually did go forward and go to get a consultation with a plastic surgeon. She didn't like that because she didn't realize, like, oh my gosh, she wants to take so much off. It kind of really messed with her self-esteem to me, like even more, because I'm just like, girl, you just surgeon trying to get his money, you know what I mean? He's gonna tell you, me, this plastic surgery is not for me, I can do it. I love how Angela set up that whole thing with her stylist to bring in clothes, make her feel better, and she looks so...
I think that's definitely another example of Angela kind of overstepping, but it working. Like, would you like, I called your stylist, can you like not? Like, again, but at the same time, it was what her sister needed in the moment. So it's hard, because how are you gonna be like, Angela, don't overstep, but this time it worked. Like, you know what I mean? But anyways, I thought that was a really sweet moment, because it's like, well, I knew you needed it, and this, it's, I think it made up for the photo shoot attempt.
Yes.
In a big way.
Yeah, definitely. But also when she brought in the stylist, like, no shade towards him because he did a great job, but then like how he phrased it, like, oh, you're having trouble, and it was like, like, why did you say it like that? So then it was like, oh, like, why can't you just say, oh girl, you looking for a new style? Like, dang, why you pointed it out?
Mm-hmm. That was a lot.
It was. I was like, oh, he fired. Just like,
like, no, I'll call you. Don't call me.
We keep in the clothes, but you can go.
Oh my gosh, so funny. But yeah, I'm here for Angela and this whole journey. I'm interested to seeing it. Vanessa and her whole journey. I'm interested in seeing that. Also interested in seeing TT and her just having this baby. You know, we have news and gossip with TT later on in the show, so make sure you guys stay tuned to that with Missy. But with TT, I'm interested. When she broke down, she went with Bree to go baby shopping. And when she broke down, because she didn't realize, like, again, she thought her life would be A, B, and C, I was, like, feeling kind of bad for her. Because it was just like, I know you want your life. Sometimes I think the same thing, like, I should be doing this, 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 and this before I get to, you know, wherever. But, you know, this is just a blessing in disguise. She didn't think that maybe she should have the baby, maybe she should get married, but I think this is going to really work for her. I can see her really being like a great mom, Like, it's something she needs type of thing.
Yes, wholeheartedly. And like I said earlier, go with the flow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the baby coming whether she wanted it or not.
Yeah.
Whether she's ready or not, more so. I know she wants it. Whether she's ready or not, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. But I'm glad that she had Bree there to, like, pretty much lean on her. And Bree was like, nah, girl, are you actually okay?
Right.
Like, I feel like nobody even asked TT that. Like, TT kept saying, like, how she was stressed and all this anxiety. Bree's like, nah, girl, like, you can do this. Like, that's what you need, a good friend. Like, I got you. You got a nanny, too. So, man, what's that?
Honestly, she just needs support in her corner, especially when people are going through life, like, changes and things are happening so quickly. It's always good to have, like, your support within friends or family or whoever. So that's good that she talked to Bree about that.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. And then we see further on, let's talk about this main event of the whole pop-up shop, Angela's pop-up workout type of thing. Before cameras could even start going, like, JoJo and Twist get into it. They're supposed to be bros too. Like, y'all supposed to be friends. Apparently, the way they described it was Twist was sitting in his car. JoJo came over. JoJo says he was just playing. Twist says that he was being for real. Next thing you know, they pushing each other. And apparently, Twist swings on JoJo. All this, no cameras going. No, only one witness, I think, or there was probably witnesses, but only one on camera was a sound mixer where she was just like, nah, like, he hit you. Like, are we shocked by this?
I mean, like, how JoJo described it, like, it sounded like, or how they both described the incident, it sounded like Twist wasn't having, like, the best day. So maybe, like, JoJo approaching him and was like, you need to do this and this and this. He just probably was like, yo, don't come at me like that. Like, you want to go there? So I think it was, people have off days. So, like, I feel like that's probably what happened. And it just transpired into, like, something that didn't need to be physical, but it was. And, like, I could definitely see that happening for sure.
I'm not gonna lie, on a slightly related but unrelated note, I think the only fix to this issue is for Diggy Simmons to come on the show, you know what I mean, and work things out between his friend and his brother, and we have a few open spots in the cast. That's just what I'm thinking.
Ooh.
But nobody asked me really on that front. But yes, it is crazy that they are arguing, because I mean, in a previous episode he was like, him and Diggy are like really close friends, like actually brothers. So it's weird, like, I have to be riding with him, so for them to be fighting is like a lot.
It's too much. I'm just like, what, like, how did this even come about? I think they both were probably having an off day, like, not only Twist but JoJo, because it's just like, come on.
JoJo stayed ready so he wouldn't have to get ready that entire pop-up.
He
was ready
time.
To fight. It was going to be the Stalker or Twist. Somebody was going to get that night.
He was, like, on tip the whole time.
Yeah.
Yes, like he came. I think JoJo came in the mindset, like, I'm gonna fight the Stalker.
Right.
And maybe that just got directed towards Twist somehow.
Everywhere.
But, and the next thing you know, JoJo wanna talk to the Stalker, like, what's your problem with my sister? And the Stalker was just like, I think she's beautiful. I just wanna take her on a date. And it's just like, nah, like, you flew from Detroit to New York, like, and popped up at her house.
And then Detroit to LA for this.
Oh, yeah.
That four-hour
flight ain't for nothing. Come on. You sat there at the airport, thought about it, even sat on the flight. You went out straight to Melrose. Like, no, sir. Your intentions were creepy.
Yes.
But it makes me uncomfortable that he has to do something in order for them to act, the police to act, because it always doesn't take an action for police to act, as we've seen with the Black Lives Matter movement. But that's all right. That's just a little tidbit that came to my mind when she was like, well, he has to do something first. So he has to, like, hurt you for something to happen? That doesn't make much sense.
I feel like JoJo was just stressed out too, because he was like also, like, protecting his sister from the Stalker. Also, side note, the bodyguard that was there for Angela, he was very cute.
He wasn't doing nothing. The bodyguard never went up to the Stalker. Like, JoJo was handling it. Angela's friend was handling it. Like, where was this bodyguard? And what was he for?
He was fine. He was getting himself a burger or whatever, but I would have been with you. Like, hey, give me some food.
He ain't gonna protect nothing, sis. He wasn't doing
not one thing. What you doing? You watching the door? Like, come on.
He was pretty though, so it's okay. He was a fake bodyguard. He was there for TV.
You know what?
He's definitely, yes.
That. That was a model. I'm with it now.
His beard was like chiseled. I was like, okay.
Missy, there's a stalker on the loose and you're looking at the bodyguard.
I went back a couple times. That's why I was like, oh, let me see that. Been in quarantine. It's not even quarantine. I have no excuse now. So
you know what? But I will say shout out to Katrina, the right hand man or right hand woman. Like she was like, nah, you gotta go. Because he snuck his little self to stalker back into the store after he said he was leaving. And she was like, nah, you got to go. Like, I told you what it was. I DM'd you. You knew we would press charges. Like, get up out of here. And I'm shocked he actually left. I wonder if he really did leave or if he stayed around the corner. Like, and kind of waited it out. You think so?
Yeah.
I also think someone on production let him in. I'm not going to lie. Because how did he get past everybody into that building? Somebody was like, just go sit over there.
They probably let him in through the back door, low key.
So you can sneak in undetected.
Yep.
I can see that though. You know,
and he was just chilling. Like
He was sitting there. So how did y'all? That's what he was sitting there trying on shoes. Like y'all didn't see this man. Like come on, man. Somebody let that man in at that point. And where was the doorman? It's just
the cute little security guard, not patrolling.
Yeah, security guard was doing his own thing.
Doing his own thing, but and then from that it just went off to chaos again. I mean, the friendship was over between Twist and JoJo. They said it right there on camera. Everybody's trying to figure out why they're doing this. Why is there so much craziness, hostility, like on camera? And JoJo went to the back, and I don't even know what happened. Like JoJo's wife was just trying to talk to Twist, and JoJo just turning up. I said, JoJo, it's okay. It's all right. Y'all gonna meet each other. If you want to fight that bad, you gonna pull up. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it was all that aggression in his body. Somebody had to get it that night. I don't know who, but somebody had to.
He said, I'm not leaving until I fight somebody.
Somebody.
But hopefully I don't even know if they're working out because they have all those years of friendship, but I hope they do.
I hope they do too, because nobody likes to feel angry. It's too much energy. So I hope they do. Like, come on. And you always, like, I always say you get those anger hangovers, like, where you, like, yelled at someone or you were mean to them. And then, like, later you feel bad about it. And you're like, oh, I hate this feeling. So
I definitely also think because they have so many years of friendship that it's easier to fix because it sounds like this argument started out of nothing. From just the third party perspective of not seeing it, I was like, what are you actually mad about? I still haven't understood.
That Twist wasn't making sense. Oh, sorry.
Oh,
no, I'm sorry. I was just interrupting anybody. I was just saying, like, I don't think it was like, he was just had a bad day, I feel like.
Yeah.
And put his anger out on JoJo because he was right there. So that's.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Child, but let's talk about some new. I think we have to do our. Sorry,
we've
been off for a few weeks. Hold on, Missy. Let's talk about a glowing up fashion and who we choose out of these two episodes. Who might have the best fashion, best vibes, best makeup? Who was glowing up pretty much? I feel like there was nobody really memorable. I'll give it to Vanessa. I think Vanessa and the stylist, the different outfits, that whole pink suit type of thing, that was cute. That was it.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Vanessa was like, there was like this white bustier outfit she had on with like a long cardigan when she was doing the the stylist session. I liked that one.
It was cute.
Ooh, cute. I had a couple. I thought Egypt looked cute in one of her confessionals. I don't know which episode it was.
Oh, yeah.
Her hair was up. It was super cute. Mm-hmm. Like, her makeup was, like, on fleek. I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Her little bras.
Yes, it was super cute. I was like, oh, my gosh, she's so nice. And then the other one was when Angela was doing her confessional, and she had, like, all these different hats. I was like, oh, my God, this is so I'm like paying attention to accessories. Like, she had like a tan hat, and then I think she had a pink hat or a red hat. I don't know. Mm-hmm. All the episodes are like blending together, so I don't know which one it was. But I was like, "That's so cute! I love that."
Mm-hmm. For sure. All right. So one thing that we do love is news and gossip. And like we teased earlier, Missy has the news and gossip for us. So Missy, take it away. Ooh.
Oh, so the news and gossip for this week is that Titi and her boyfriend, Sean, they had their baby. So it was on the WeTV Instagram, Baby's Beautiful. So I was like, oh, I'm so excited for them.
I know. Such a cute baby.
Yeah.
I wonder if we're going to see like so much, like maybe a little bit more of her and like the family life on like next season or something.
Yeah,
we gotta see something. Everybody's gone, so we gotta see something.
Maybe they bring Diggy on. Wait, is that Diggy? Yeah.
Listen, we need to cast the next season. I think that's what we should do next episode for the season finale.
Ooh, cast I'm picks. Here for it. Yes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm here for it, like a top two or something.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Ooh, can it be like new people like that weren't on the show? Okay. Oh, okay.
That'll be fun. Tune in next week.
Yes. Now, before we wrap up, let's talk about some predictions.
I think there's going to be a fight. I don't know who is going to be between, but I think there's going to be a fight.
Ooh.
Are we actually going to see it?
No. But it's going to happen.
Probably not. Probably not. Missy, your predictions for the season finale?
Predictions, season finale. I hope just JoJo and Twist like work it out. I'm always about like being friends, like why are we fighting? So I want them to work it out, talk man to man about it and be like, yo, my bad. Just had a bad day. And then they hug it out and then keep it moving.
Yes. I hope that they do hug it out too as well. And maybe it's going to be Boogie trying to bring them back together. Either Boogie and Eric, like, yo, like, y'all need to come together. Y'all don't need to do this. Definitely hug it out. Vanessa's going to give us a little bit more of her weight loss journey. And maybe we'll see even, like, a workout line from her or something. Like, some type of business move. And then maybe we'll see who might be on the next, like, season. Like, they'll give us a glimpse of who may possibly come on and shake things up and even give us the announcement about Egypt leaving, because we learned about it, you know, in current time, but we didn't actually get to see it on the show. So
yeah, that's a good one.
Hopefully.
I'm looking forward to like the teaser for like next season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely. And I think they might be bringing New York back, so we'll double check on that one. Growing up hip-hop in New York. You know Mina.
You don't play.
Okay. Well, let us know in the comments down below what you guys want to see for the season finale and your predictions. If you haven't watched it yet, definitely leave us those 5 stars on iTunes and leave reviews over there, because we check those out as well. Byron wasn't with us tonight, but he'll be back next week to give us some fan shout outs. So you know we're going to be looking for those comments. How are you guys feeling? What are your thoughts? I'm one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Howard the Third. I'm still working on getting my Twitter back. Still. So if anybody has a hookup in Twitter, please send them my way. but Missy, where can we find you?
Hey guys, you can follow me on all social media platforms at Missy Bernier, last name spelled V-E-R-N-I-E-R. Thanks for watching tonight.
Yes. And Lisa?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lisa K. Satchel. And you can find me on YouTube at FindReLisa, youtube.com/FindReLisa, FindReLisa. Lord, sorry, y'all.
Yes, I love it. And we will be back next time for our season finale. See you guys later.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.